It should have been a feel-good day at City Hall. State and federal prosecutors announced yesterday they're not bringing charges against Mayor de Blasio or his associates after two parallel year-long investigations into his fundraising. But as WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports, the mayor was more interested in another conversation.
Okay, everybody in. Let's get the doors closed as soon as everyone's in.
At City Hall, the mayor stood flanked by his top commissioners, seven on the left, six on the right, and he had a purpose.
We want to talk to you about President Trump's budget proposal.
The proposal includes hundreds of millions in cuts for New York City, and de Blasio pledged to bring the fight to the Trump administration between now and the October deadline. But there was another topic reporters were more eager to ask about.
Mayor, in the statement from the federal prosecutor...
Okay, Willie, we're taking questions. Willie, we're taking questions on the federal budget proposal, and then we'll go to that topic. Go ahead.
For a year, the Manhattan District Attorney's Office and federal prosecutors circled de Blasio and some of his closest aides. Details of the investigations were leaked, but no one ever faced charges. On a day when it was announced there wouldn't be any charges, and the mayor could even breathe a sigh of relief, he struck a solemn tone.
My staff and my colleagues and I have acted in a manner that was legal and appropriate and ethical throughout.
The mayor stuck to what he has said all along, that these investigations were not what reporters should be focused on.
I think you think this is on the minds of everyday people, and I think it is not on the minds of everyday people. They saw a whole year play out where nothing was proven.
The timing of the prosecutor's statements is critical. It's 6 months until the Democratic primary, and so far, de Blasio is the odds-on favorite. Republican State Senator Marty Golden from Brooklyn is a critic of de Blasio, and he's hoping a potent challenger will emerge, but he's not optimistic.
I guess the Democrats will stay home to a degree, so if they get a real Republican out there, there's a shot, but if not, Mr. de Blasio will serve another 4 years as mayor of the city of New York.
That's just what City Hall wants to hear, even if the mayor isn't celebrating. Bridget Bergen, WNYC News.